Good evening, everyone. Evening, people on Zoom. Try to not to be too long here. I know I want to get home so I can go to sleep, so I can wake up and open all the presents as quickly as possible. So Chuck asked me a few weeks ago to give a message of exhortation that's Christmas themed. So I've been thinking a lot about it, and the exhortation I have is that I just encourage us to all be people that know God's word, that study God's word, and that just love God's word. And this Christmas themed, because last Sunday morning, we watched a video that the theme of the video was about God talking to his angels, and he kept saying, well, they won't be expecting that. And the more I thought about this, the more I think this is, it's often true that people weren't expecting what God has, but it's not because he hadn't told them. And the Christmas story is absolutely full of God sharing with us beforehand. That in Matthew's gospel, as we read, he's constantly saying that this happened and this was to fulfill what the prophets said. And then this happened and this was to fulfill what the prophets said. And if the people would just have read what God's word had said, they would have known, they would have been expecting, they would have been waiting. Like, we have examples of where he was to be born, when he was to be born, who his parents were supposed to be, and all these types of things. And even in Matthew's gospel, you have the wise men that come to visit from the east. And they saw the stars and they were expecting Christ's birth. And when they got to Jerusalem, they were looking around trying to find, where is this man who's been born king of the Jews? And they eventually found some scribes and found a group of people that studied the prophets who were able to tell them, look, it says right here that he's supposed to be born in Bethlehem. So off they went to Bethlehem and they were able to find the child. And you have in Luke's gospel, you have Simeon, who was told by God that he would live to see the Messiah. And he was waiting. God's word tells us that he was just sitting in the temple and he was waiting to see the Messiah, because he knew he wasn't going to die before the Messiah came. And so there's these people here, just small groups here and small groups of people there who were waiting, who were expecting, while the majority of people missed it. They failed to see what God's promise was, not because God hadn't been generous in describing beforehand, but just because people weren't paying attention to what God was saying. So I think that this applies to us today so much, that God's still speaking to us today, and that there's a lot of crazy stuff happening in the world right now. And it's easy to become anxious or frightened. But if we would come back to God's word and see what God has to say, then he has answers. He can calm our fears if we come to his word and see what he says to comfort us when we're sorrowful. And his word has encouragement for us when we're weak. And there's hope for us in his word when we feel lost. And so that's it. That's just a brief exhortation, encouraging people to come back to God's word, to find comfort in it, to really get to know what he has to say, so that when pandemic hits our world, we can come back to God's word and we can see that God is in control, that God is still sovereign, and that nothing happens that's outside of his plan, that world governments come and go, but God remains strong. So just in conclusion, I don't see Leon here tonight, but Leon gave us a challenge to his trying to get the wording right. He said he wanted us to prove that Christ is worth celebrating. And so for me in my life, this is how I prove it, that I go to the Word and I look and I find encouragement and find these things to bring hope. And Christ is worth celebrating because he's bigger than our fears. He's bigger than our anxieties. He's bigger than our sorrows. And we can find all that in his Word. Thank you.